Well, hello, welcome back to our thought for the day. And let's pray. Our loving, gracious Heavenly Father, this is your word, and we pray for your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts the truths from it. Lord, we pray that you will, through these verses, give us the assurance of all that you have done for us in our Lord Jesus Christ and through your Holy Spirit. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our passage today, 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 to 21. We know that we live in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Well, in the early days of radio, the noted playwright George Bernard Shaw was giving a series of talks about the English language and some of its peculiarities. And in one of his broadcasts, Shaw told his listeners that there were just two words in the English language that had the letters S-U at the beginning, but were pronounced S-H. A few days later, he received a letter from a listener saying that she thought that he was wrong in his claim that there was only one such word, the word sugar. Well, by return, the playwright wrote this back to the person who'd written him the letter: "Madam, are you sure?" And it's a very good question to ask. Are you sure? Are you really sure that what you have built your life upon will not let you down at the very end? And in these verses today from his first letter, John wants to give us four grounds for Christian assurance. First, our Christian assurance, says John, is built on the fact that God is the great initiator. In verse 13, John tells us that our assurance is because he has given us of his Spirit. And then in verse 14, because the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. God has given, God has sent. And so our assurance, says John, is built first and foremost on whom God has sent and in what he has done for us. Second, says John, our Christian assurance is grounded in the love of God. In verse 16, John again makes this astounding statement that God is love. Now, John isn't saying that God is a very loving person. He's not like our favourite relative, or even that God loves us, although he does that. But rather, John is saying that love is the very essence, the very nature of who God is. But this statement that God is love is much misunderstood and widely misinterpreted. Because the contemporary concept of God as a loving God is that he therefore doesn't judge anyone, and that he's completely tolerant of all theological positions and lifestyles. But of course, that's a travesty of biblical truth, because not only is God love, but he is also the God of truth, of holiness, of righteousness and justice. Third, says John, our Christian assurance is grounded on the confidence that we have for the day that he calls the judgment day in verse 17. Because we no longer need to fear that day, says John, because verse 18, perfect love drives out fear. And our Christian assurance comes from knowing God as our loving Father, not as a condemning judge. And fourth, says John, our Christian assurance is grounded on the love God has given to us for us to show to others. And in verse 20, the character of the liar makes a return. We met them first, if you remember, back in chapter 1, where they were claiming to have fellowship with God, but showing a lifestyle of persistent sin. Then we met them again in chapter 2, where they were claiming to know Christ, but they didn't do what he commanded. They were even denying that Jesus is the Christ. And now here in chapter 5, they're the people who say they love God whilst hating their own brothers and sisters, even their brothers and sisters in Christ. And when that happens, what a stumbling block it is to those whom we are seeking to win for Christ. Well, John then offers us here four wonderful grounds of Christian assurance to set our minds truly at rest and at peace. Because it's based on whom God sent and who he has given to us. It's grounded on the fact that God is love. It's grounded on a godly confidence for the judgment day. And it's grounded on the godly love that he has given us for others, especially for other Christian brothers and sisters. Are you sure? Let's pray. Lord, your word is clear that you have given us the means by which to know that we are yours. And Lord, we want to recognize that it is all based upon what you have done for us, what you have given to us, what you do for us. Lord, make us thankful in seeing these wonderful truths and give us your assurance, even at those times, Lord, when the world around us and the evil one would try to distract us and to make us doubt. Lord, we thank you for these truths in Jesus' name. Amen.